This is Bernard Smith speaking. For Apollo 17, I was Ops 1 for the team that did the station readiness test. Before every Apollo mission, we had a sim team from Goddard visit to exercise and check out the ability of the station to support the mission. The team came in a NASA 421 Super Constellation spacecraft simulation aircraft, which we had to track. One member of the team, and who later became the team leader, was Evan Gull. The 85-foot antennas at Honeysuckle, Madrid and Goldstone all had a problem with the X-axis encoder. It appeared to be caused by the Earth's magnetic field and X-axis daily movement. The effect was that the antenna's zenith position changed minimally each day. Before we commenced tracking each day, we had to run the station readiness test. When we had completed all the on-site testing, we had to continue testing with Goddard. Part of that testing was the computation and data flow integrated subsystem test, CADFIS. Part of this test was with the USB section and involved VDNA and POS-A tests. During the tracking periods, the equipment operators sat at their equipment, and unless there was a problem on the station or the spacecraft, there was very little action to take. Jerry Bissix and Laurie Turner wrote a lot of poetry. During Apollo 17, which was close to Christmas, Laurie Turner wrote a number of Christmas carols. One of them, to the tune of the First Noel, he wrote, "I recorded those words with a pipe organ accompaniment. On the last day of Apollo 17, when we had completed the testing, we wanted to play that carol to the CADFIS people. Some of us thought we should, and others thought we shouldn't. We were discussing this when Ian Grant walked into the ops room. He listened to the discussion and then said, 'You will.' We called Goddard Voice and obtained approval to play it to the CADFIS group. After it had played, they thanked us for the carol and playing it to them. Years later, when I was working in Defence Department, and Evan Gull was with a Middle Eastern oil company, we just happened to meet up somewhere. I don't know where, it just happened. Evan told me that he was with the CADFIS team when we sent the carol. CADFIS had operated during the Mercury, Gemini and Apollo programs, and as there was no requirement for them after the Apollo program finished, this was their last day, and they had no job after they finished our CADFIS test. They were all very depressed. When we called from Honeysuckle and showed appreciation for the work they had done and wished them a happy Christmas, with our carol, it lifted their spirits tremendously. It was so wonderful years later to happen to meet up with Evan and be told the impact that our carol had had. Here it is.
Azazel, the angels did say, we've a 40-thou offset in foresight today. We hope you'll give a go on the VDNA. In the meantime, we'll wait on your cue for POS-A. Azazel, Azazel, we wish you good cheer and a warm Christmas tree.